More than a poet, Terry Kirby Erickson is the best friend you always wanted, and the kind you can count on both to tell you the truth and to help you bear it. So wrote syndicated columnist and author of Bird Baths and Paper Cranes, Sharon Randall. Terry's most recent book of poetry is In the Palms of Angels, published by Press 53, and it's received both the Next Generation Book Awards Gold Medal and the Nautilus Book Awards Silver Medal. Terry calls Winston-Salem home.
I just want to be able to capture a person's interest and keep them throughout the poem from beginning to end.
You certainly achieved it in the poems that I've read. I want to know what's behind these characters. And the language, you hit the ground running with your work, and I really enjoy that. A Day in the Life is one that seems to speak to this use of language in a usable way. Would you mind reading
Sure.
A Day in the Life?
And this is a poem. I like to write humorous poems, too. And this poem came from a moment that is true. And I mean true in the sense of reality. You know, I really was wearing this ensemble and thought it was hysterical, really, and decided to write a poem about it. So it's called A Day in the Life. Shuffling around the house in a pair of tattered blue slippers, wearing a bathrobe, prescription sunglasses, and Velcro rollers in my gray streaked hair, I feel like some demented old tart gearing up for an afternoon of soaps. All I need is a TV tray, four or five screeching cats, and a stack of hairdo magazines to complete this stage set of life on the flip side of 40, a tragicomedy of unfolding in my living room. I used to use fewer props, as I recall, jumping out of bed, sleek as an otter, sliding down the day, squealing. But times have changed. Now I need at least 2 hours to trowel on makeup, spray gunk in my hair, find clothes that won't pinch, pick, or otherwise annoy me, pack my purse, plaster a smile on my gravity challenge face, and greet the morning before it knocks on my door like one of those perky cosmetic hawking neighbors handing out pink sample sacks of futility.
This is great. Troweling on makeup, just that whole image. And one of the favorites was sleek as an otter. I just, I love the way that sounds again, mm-hmm. and it just comes out. How much time do you spend re-editing and looking at the sounds of words and that sort of thing in a poem like that, for example, A Day in the Life?
Well, that one did take a little bit of editing. There were some images that I got right away, and then there were others that I wanted to work a little while longer on because they just seemed a little bit incongruent. I was trying to create this impression of the layering of getting older because I started with an image of myself, obviously, in this bizarre outfit as I was trolling around my house and caught sight of myself in a mirror going, you know, oh, God, you poor thing. And then as I was writing the poem, I was like taking off all these layers that I had accumulated over these years of maturing and growing into a grown-up, supposedly. And I remember when I was a little girl, especially during the summer, you know, when you are children, you sleep deeply, you do everything so automatically and easily. You know, I would wake up completely refreshed. There were shorts on the floor or something and a t-shirt, and you just jump out of bed and jump in that and hurry up and go eat whatever your mother makes you eat for breakfast. And then you're out the door. And so I wanted to contrast that part of my life with this part of my life, which is very different.
Award-winning poet Terry Kirby Erickson. Her most recent book of poems is In the Palms of Angels, and it's published by Press 53. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.